So one of the things I love about Windows Phone is it has a radio on it, which is something which other phones don't have. But you can probably tell from my accent, I'm not from around here. So whilst I love being able to listen to Seattle radio, being able to listen to BBC radio is something that actually is pretty important to me. So one of the great things about we have in Windows Phone is that in the photos and videos, in the music and videos hub, I have the ability to extend that as an application developer. So one of my favorite apps is something called TuneIn Radio. You notice it shows up here along with YouTube and Last.fm. I can tap on TuneIn Radio, and it launches the TuneIn Radio application, which they built themselves. And I can go here to my presets, and the presets, the shows that I happen to love that are on in the UK now, of course, some of them are on the wrong time of day for me, but Chris Evans' Breakfast Show is something I used to listen to a lot. But Radio 4, I can tap on this, and now what this is actually going to do is going to pull up all the information about this particular show, about Radio 4. And the cool thing is I can actually listen to it. I can listen to it in my car. I use it using Bluetooth to my car. And it's going to load up. But it also then goes and shows me, well, what shows are actually coming up. So, you know, clearly there's a time zone difference between us. So I know that actually the 6 o'clock news is going to be on in a minute. And they've integrated that by building, you know, they have their own web service. They're pulling together web services to deal with that. They can pull in, you know, all the Twitter stories that happen to be relating to Radio 4 and that particular show at that time. And then any related shows. So the great thing about this is now I can listen to all the shows that I care about without having to actually be in the UK on my phone in my car. And TuneIn Radio enables me to do that.
Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. Joining me today is Andrew Klinik, lead program manager for Windows Phone developer stuff?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, so, I mean, that application we started off with, that Intune Radio, looks like a pretty cool application. You know, I've been using the radio on my phone periodically to be able to actually listen to radio no matter where I'm at. It's running the Zune software, so I have the full access to my music. But a phone doesn't quite have as much memory as a Zune does or an iPod, so I can't actually store my records on there.
Right.
Too many of them,
yeah.
But I can't get radio anywhere. But now you're showing, Intune isn't just a local radio station.
Right, Intune lets you get to pretty much every radio station in the world. So they work, there's a number of web services out there that they work with, and they pull it all together in a great little application on your phone that basically lets you can say, okay, well, like, you know, for example, I'm from the UK, I can do a search for the UK, but I can even search for my hometown in the UK, and it will show me the radio stations that are available there.
Wow. So, I mean, does this require the radio stations to actually be streaming their stations?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, so the radio stations tend to publish out, and there are a number of web services that aggregate all those together, and TuneIn Radio works with those and pulls that together into a nice little application. And then they work with another web service that actually tells you what shows are going to be on. Mm-hmm. So that it's kind of like having a guide to the radio. So you know that it's like, oh, well, you know, certainly in my case, it's like, well, this show that I love is actually on in 2 hours, not tonight. So you know what's coming up. And, you know, that's what I listen to in the car in the morning. As much as I love NPR, it's kind of nice to get a different view on the world and different music.
And NPR plays BBC periodically.
They do. And you know, bizarrely, I can get better reception from my local NPR station on my phone than I can on my car. So I actually listen to my local Seattle one using TuneIn Radio. I'm not sure my mobile operator really loves that I do but, you know.
As long as you got that all-you-need data plan.
That's right.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. Yeah. So, yeah. And the sound quality is really great. So, and, you know, I just either plug it into the aux in or use Bluetooth, and it works, really, really pretty nicely.
So what exactly do you do for the Windows Phone team?
So my team is responsible for developer outreach and really understanding, are we building the right set of technologies to enable people to build the applications they want to. Clearly, you know, we only got a certain amount of time in terms of what we can do. Are we making the right bets? Are we missing stuff? And frankly, understanding what our competition are doing, and really understanding from an overall kind of end-to-end perspective. And there are other teams within my larger group that, you know, are responsible for the frameworks that are on the phone, the you know, the debugging tools, the tools that you see. But my team's responsible for making sure that it works well together and reaching out to developers and helping people build phone
so
apps.
For example, with Intune Radio, I mean, since the phone is running the Zune software and that's kind of the hub for all your music and stuff, obviously they wanted to participate in that hub.
Yep.
And so part of what you're doing is making sure that the way we're exposing hub integration allows them to actually have their thing working properly within that hub.
Right, and making sure that, you know, it's pretty easy, as we all know, developing software, is to think about what I have to do in my team. It's making sure that across the whole phone, we're thinking about how things plug in. So there's a music and video team inside of Windows Phone, and they did a great job of actually, you know, pushing out so that third-party applications could integrate in. And it's like, we're looking at that, it's like, well, that would make sense. How do we standardize that so you could plug into lots of different hubs inside of Windows Phone? Mm-hmm. So music and video is a good place you can do that right now. Photos, you can do that on the phone today as well. Mm-hmm. But music and video, we see quite a lot. And so if you're playing a YouTube video, you probably want to see that in your music and video, if, you know, what's playing, that type of stuff, mm-hmm. or tune in. Or
it's part of that experience.
Right. From a user, it's like, well, I'm listening to music. That's like, I don't much care. I mean, clearly there's some great applications experiences and we want to enable that, but also we want to make sure that there's a consistent experience so that users can know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, to compare and contrast Windows Phone to Windows Mobile, our earlier uh-huh. version of the yep. phone type device, we're clearly taking a different tact here from a developer's perspective and encouraging and promoting the use of you know, GarageBand developers and yeah. supporting them to writing their applications for the Windows Phone.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the major things we did this time was enable, our tools are available essentially for free for anybody to use with a great emulator, but building it on Silverlight and managed code, specifically C# at the moment, but VB's just coming along soon, makes it a lot easier for people to get in and actually start building applications. And, you know, the barrier to entry really is pretty low, and clearly it's free, which helps, but it's easy to get going, and there's lots of code available. So, you know, for example, there are a number of stock apps out there. I was like, well, I want to build a graph. How do I build a graph? I mean, you could go build it yourself, or you just go to Coplex, and look, there's a Silverlight toolkit. I can just download that, and there it is. Mm-hmm. So we're finding people just pulling together applications really pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a connected app is pretty important, and you know, C# and Silverlight have great connectivity in terms of being able to call web services, you know, ingest JSON, do what call your REST interface, do whatever you want. It's just kind of there, and the community is building that. And rather than have, okay, well, we're going to build a specific phone version, is to take advantage of all the great code that's out there already. And so you don't have to relearn everything to build a phone app. Mm-hmm. So you can just build it in Silverlight and C#. That's gone down pretty well so far.
Yeah. And from what I understand, the marketplace has already seen a tremendous amount of applications coming out of both the free applications and cheap applications and even full-blown, mildly expensive applications.
Yeah. I mean, I think we just hit 10,000 apps, which is great. I think that's the fastest 10,000, even you know, if you look at Apple or Android on that. And yeah, there's lots of free applications, and there's some great ones, there's some great free games, all the way through to, you know, some pretty expensive ones, like I'm a big fan of Sling Player. That's there, and it's $30. But, you know, it's actually pretty worth it for me. I can watch TV on my phone wherever I want to now. But, you know, there's some really great games on there, too, as well. So, Xbox Live has really helped out from that perspective. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to create a marketplace that's pretty vibrant, that makes it easy for people to find and install applications, but also from an application developer's perspective, if you want to make money, that's what you want to do, then it's an easy way for you to do that, too. We have some interesting stuff in the marketplace where if you buy something, it can actually go on your mobile operator's bill rather than just on your credit card. If you're an AT&T, yeah. for example, in the US. So that's something that just makes it easier to bill, and you just get one bill rather than trying to work out what's going on.
So have you written an application yet?
I have written an application. Is it on the marketplace? No, it's not, because my job kind of getting in the way. Luckily, I have smarter people than me on my team. So a guy on my team, Sean Henry, has written One Bus Away, which is pretty important if you live in Seattle, and specifically he lives in Capitol Hill, which is the other side of the lake here. So getting here to work requires understanding where the bus is. So he wrote an application and actually put it up on Coplex that gives you a nice way to see, you know, how far is your bus, your nearest bus, and how long is it going to have to wait.
Wow, that's handy.
Yeah, so really handy. And the interesting thing from our perspective, I mean, clearly it's a great app, but he put it up on Coplex so anybody can take a look and see how they built it. And One Bus Away is kind of an open source thing anyway. So yeah, he wrote the Windows Phone 7 version of that and delivered on that. But my applications are coming soon. So I'm a big fan of, you know, home kind of audio integration. So there's some great remote control apps. Hopefully mine will be one of the better ones. But
it'll be right at the top of the list.
Clearly, it'll be at the top of the list. So.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate hearing some of the insights you've had about developing application Windows Phone, and I look forward to having you back on the show again here in the near future and hearing more about what's going on with Windows Phone and future platforms.
Yeah, love to.
So hopefully that gave you some good insights about developing application Windows Phone, some of the applications out there already, some of the ease of access of the tools available, and maybe you might think about writing your own application one of these days. Thanks for joining us.